head. Hello, hello, I'm Janet.
What were you singing?
Bubble butt. Bubble, bubble, bubble butt.
Bubble butt, bubble butt, bubble, bubble, bubble butt.
Drop it low and stick it in the dirt.
What?
That's what they say. Is that pervy? And I don't get it.
It's kind of pervy. It is a little pervy. Hey, and welcome to Wrinkled Sheets.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Holy muffin.
So, what was the pervy thing?
Drop it low and stick it in the dirt?
This is a song that you heard now.
Bubble butt. Bubble, bubble, bubble butt.
And you heard it on a local radio station?
Yes.
And you loved it so
no,
much.
No, I didn't.
You came home immediately and said, you know, we have got to talk about bubble butt.
I came home and I was like, I can't get this song out of my head. I was like, have you heard the bubble butt song? And you're like, no. And I'm like, you'd hate it.
All right. Well, why don't we play a little clip of it?
Okay.
Just a little clip of bubble butt.
Can they hear it through my microphone?
Yeah, you can hold it up to your mic because we're not going to play a lot of this song. Just hold it up to the mic and, or we can plug it in if you want to.
What?
No, go ahead. Hold it up to the mic.
Okay.
Drop it low.
Stick it in the dirt.
Yeah, stick it in the dirt.
I can't believe we just played that song.
I can't either. You force people to listen to that.
I did
not. Bubble, bubble, bubble butt. Bubble butt.
Whatevs.
You know, I, oh, do you need to, you probably, yeah, let me get unplug this here.
I don't want to make any noises. Okay.
Yeah, today, I was riding in the car and didn't realize that I had, because a lot of times when I plug in my phone, I have to, you know, I hit that switch and I can mm-hmm. listen to my iPad through it.
Yes.
And so when I switched it back, I didn't realize it was on one of the bubble butt kind of stations, not that song.
Oh, but I was like, you already heard it?
No, no, but that was, and then I caught myself kind of bobbing, you know, and then I do that thing that I do a lot of times is I start doing that bad dance thing.
Were you by yourself?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, and that's when I realized, oh, I've got to change the station.
You.
I am bad dancing in the truck to bad bubble butt kind of music.
Bubble butt. Bubble, bubble,
so this
bubble
is a very popular song now?
I don't know. I saw someone post about it on Facebook today,
uh-huh.
and then I heard it.
Well,
that was the end of that story.
All right, well, that's the end of Bubble Butt. There you go. We've exposed you to a new song, and
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's going to be stuck in your head for a very, very long time.
But now we will move on to something more important.
We should start off with the movies that we've seen lately.
You want to do movie reviews right off the bat? All right.
Knock it out, rock it out, whoop, whoop.
Which ones do you want to start with?
Well, we've only seen two, haven't we?
Yes.
The last time.
What did we go see? Remind me.
The Conjuring and Girl Most Likely.
Yes. Now, The Conjuring was a scary movie, and I wasn't sure you were going to want to go see it, but you did, so I'm very happy.
I did.
And it was...
It was not as scary as I had anticipated.
The on TV, they make it out to be like, this is the scariest movie of the decade.
Ever, yeah.
This is what nightmares are made of.
And, they got good marketing.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was interesting. I thought the art direction was great because it was set in the 70s and it looked like the 70s with the hair and the fashion. And I think that kind of helped the feel of the movie that, you know, it was kind of creepy. And
let me read the description from the, what's that, Flixster?
Flixster.
Before there was Amityville, there was Harrisville. The Conjuring tells the true story, which is kind of cool that it's a true story, of Ed and Lorraine Warren, played by Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga?
Yes, that sounds good enough.
Good job. World-renowned paranormal investigators who were called to help a family terrorized by a dark presence in a secluded farmhouse. Forced to confront a powerful demonic entity, the Warrens find themselves caught in the most horrifying case of their lives. Now, the fact that it was a true story...
Based on a true story.
...makes it pretty scary. But I guess Hollywood has, like, done so awesome with scary movies in the last decade that, to me, it wasn't as scary as I anticipated.
Well, it was kind of just the typical exorcism movie.
Right.
You know, where the goes up in the air and floats around.
Yeah.
And, but there was definitely moments, you know, that they didn't do the cat jumping out of the darkness to scare you.
Right.
Those kind of jumpy. They at least had some new original kind of.
Yeah, I really liked the movie. I would watch it again. I give it 4 pillowcases out of 5.
Oh, see, I would probably give it 3. Because I enjoyed it, but I wanted fear.
You wanted
fear.
To be scared
I thought,
out of your seat.
Yeah, I wanted to almost poop on myself.
I was sitting next to you. I'm glad that didn't happen. So maybe I should give it 5.
But the guy, Wilson, was very good. I thought he was very good in it.
Yes, Patrick Wilson, who played Ed Warren. And then as we were leaving, you said that you actually met the Wilsons, or not the Wilsons. The Warrens.
Warrens.
I'm getting the W.
Years ago, when I worked at the newspaper,
yes,
they had done an interview with the newspaper.
So the actual Exorcist people.
Yeah, I met them years ago.
That's
I spoke
crazy.
To them, I should say. And that's when I was telling them the story about, you know, that I believed in ghosts and I thought they were.
You know who really kicked butt in the movie?
Who?
Lily Taylor.
Oh, yeah,
the mom. She was
the
one
mom.
That played Carolyn Perron.
Yeah, she does a lot of indie movies, but she was good.
She was amazing. I was very impressed with her acting ability.
I think she was in that movie with John Cusack, Say Anything. I think she was one of the
See that.
You never saw Say Anything? That's on the list of movies that everybody's supposed to see.
What else is on that list?
Almost everything.
You're a movie fanatic. I had to, say no.
To what? Every movie?
To R.I.P.D.
Yeah, we should have gone to a movie tonight, but we decided not to because we wanted to spend some
time.
I'm
going out of town for a week.
But we could have gone to see R.I.P.D. tonight.
That's I'm giving you the girlfriend look.
I know, I saw that. That's why I looked down. I don't want to stare into the eyes.
To the beast eyes?
But I still do want to see that. That might be one that I might have to pay to go see. It looks like a Men in Black sort of movie that I'd like to see.
We should wait for it to come to the Elvis Theater.
The dollar?
Mm-hmm. $5.
Oh, $5
or,
now?
You know what I found out? The theater by the Park Meadows Mall here in Denver, on Sunday, all day Sunday, is $5.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, my coworker told me that. Some theaters do $5 before noon on Sundays, but all day, $5.
Now, the Elvis Theater, I think they are the $1.75 or
$2. $5.
No, I don't think they're $5.
Oh,
I think they're
$3?
Yeah.
Something.
But they still get you on the $12 worth of popcorn.
Popcorn. Because you can't say no.
Exactly. I was thinking about that. We were at the free preview that we go because we see these press things. But it's $12 when we go.
We save money.
We
do.
That's
even less than a ticket.
Well, I know, but we still, it's a free, but then you go in, you go, I need a Coke and a popcorn, and I need some gummy
but I've
bears.
I've gotten smart. I've started bringing my own food.
You are sneaking shit in.
I am.
You found that one thing that they sell at the theater that, what's
and
it called?
Have,
lunch on the go or picnic?
Yeah,
what's it called?
I don't remember.
But it's a little, everything
and
in one
healthy.
Box. And they're healthy. It's
I had a hummus one.
And you're like, well, they sell these, and you can get them at Walmart.
Right.
I can just bring it in.
And you can buy the box candy at Walmart for 98 cents when you have to pay five. Oh.
We don't want to break the law.
Is it breaking the law?
I don't know.
I
we
see
don't.
People bring Subway sandwiches into those previews.
Well, that's true. But
it's obvious.
But they're not the reviewers. They're not the ones giving here the studio's giving us some tickets to go to a movie.
Well,
these are the ones that cut the coupons and know what time to call the radio station at 9:11 because they're giving away free tickets.
But the calories in all that food are so bad. I don't take candy in most of the time. That's every once in a while.
Mm.
Yeah. I used to take edamame, but it smelled funky.
It did. It smells like you farted the entire movie.
No.
I was so like, you opened up that Tupperware.
And you're like.
And ooh. And then everybody's like, did they fart? They're sitting in the VIP screening seats and they smell funny.
Ew.
I always feel bad even eating popcorn because I hear my hand rustle in the bag. And don't you feel like people are going, are you going to do that the entire movie?
Right.
Are you going to crunch and rattle the entire movie?
I've been that person, been like, oh my God. And they kick you at the back of your seat. And yeah.
What's the other movie we went to see?
Girl Most Likely, and that has Kristen Wiig in it.
And you liked it, but not as much as you thought you would.
I I'll tell you what I give it in a minute, but let me tell you about it a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
So Kristen Wiig plays Imogene, which that's a name I really like to say.
Imogene. That was the original name of the movie, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the original, it was released as Imogene, and then when it got bought after one of the film festivals, the title got changed.
Well, she plays a promising young New York playwright whose promise has fizzled. And indeed, it has fizzled. That was one of the things I didn't like about the movie, was the fact that I felt sorry for her 95% of the movie. It wasn't funny. I expected it to be funny. Anyway, and thanks to a crisis of confidence, she is in heavy denial about being dumped by her society boyfriend, and she uses her skill for drama to stage an elaborate fake suicide as an appeal for his sympathy. But her attempt backfires when she's put into the custody of Zelda, her estranged gambling addict mother, who's played by Annette Bening.
Who did a great job, by the way.
She was great. You know, I've been told I look like a young Annette Bening.
I can see that.
Is that good?
No, that's a good thing, because Annette Bening is in my favorite movie, Open Range.
Oh, okay.
And she was, you know, the hottie in that. So, but she's starting to, not to slam her, but she's starting to show some wear and tear. But I don't know how young or how old she is, so. Can you say wear and tear?
I don't know.
Is that a review of somebody's?
We're going to get banned from this list.
Okay, go ahead.
So she has to return home with her crazy mother to the Jersey Shore. No Snooki in the movie, I promise. Desperate to get back to her Manhattan circle of so-called friends, Imogene must finally deal with her family, including her unique brother, who he did a great job. And her unique brother is played by Christopher Fitzgerald. I've not seen him in anything else.
I had neither,
but
he was really good.
And then Zelda's new boyfriend, the Boucher.
The Bouche.
The Bouche.
The Bouche.
That's right.
The Bouche.
Because his name is George Bouche.
George Bouche.
That's right. And he's played by Matt Dillon, who creeps me out.
But I thought he did a very good job. And I thought it was really the fun part of the movie was figuring out if that was real or not.
Right.
I'm not going to give it away.
Right.
But I thought that was a very good twist in the movie.
And then there's also a cute young lodger played by Darren Criss, who they all help Imogene sort out her place in the world.
Oh.
Yeah, so I expected it to be funnier. The brother was the funniest part. I was feeling bad for Imogene the whole movie, which made me sad, and I don't like being sad without knowing that I'm going to be sad. And so I give it 3 pillowcases out of 5 pillowcases.
But do you recommend it as a chick flick?
No.
No, you don't? Because it's not feel good enough?
Mm-mm. Chick flicks are like Cinderella for grown-ups. This is not a chick flick.
Well, do you think it ended well? It had a happy ending, didn't it?
You just gave it away.
It had a happier ending, didn't it?
I don't know.
So how many did you get? Did you say you
gave
it?
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. All right.
What about you?
I would give it probably about the exact same thing. I liked it. It was one of those character-driven slice-of-life movies where, you know what I mean? It was just it was almost like, here's a couple days in the life of...
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy that because I like character, dialogue. I mean, when you laughed, it was a good laugh, but they were further between than you
Backstreet
wanted.
Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears moment.
You,
I was laughing my butt off.
You were clapping. So how often have you been in a movie?
I have the video that has those songs, yeah, but you don't have a VCR. Sad.
Thank you.
Thank you for what?
Not having a VCR.
Yeah, because I would make you watch it.
The Backstreet Boys.
Yep.
Speaking
of Britney Spears.
Speaking of which, our friend Jeremy.
Your friend Jeremy.
Our friend Jeremy from the local radio station.
Uh-huh.
He got to go and see and meet the new kids on the block.
Oh, in KOTB.
That's what he posted. That was the hash. That was the hashtag under the picture.
Joe John Jordan, Danny Donnie.
That's sad that you know all that.
I was
but
in love with them.
When I looked at the picture that he posted, took me a minute to find him because he looked like one of them. He might as well have been one of those.
But he's younger. He's
boy
like,
bandy kind of.
They're in their 40s. He's in his 30s, right?
I think so. Are they in their 40s now?
I would think so. I don't know.
Donnie has done well for himself.
Yes, Donnie Wahlberg. Joe was in that movie we just saw, The Heat.
Yeah,
Joey McIntyre, and I saw him in another show that I watch. Or I watched for a minute or two.
It
was
TV
one of those
show?
Crime shows, yeah.
He was a regular part?
He wasn't a regular part. No, he was the murder victim.
That's always a good role to get, playing the murder victim. Didn't Taylor Swift do that one time on CSI?
Yes.
Didn't she play the victim? Mm-hmm.
And didn't Justin Bieber? Or maybe that's in my dreams.
In your dreams. Oh, my God.
No, not that I like him. I would like him to be a murder
oh,
victim.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, wow. I thought you were like, in my dreams, he'd
oh,
be
gosh,
a...
Oh, gosh, no. You know, I just heard today he got a new tattoo. Because he's going off the crazy train.
He's spitting somebody's face. Do you know that story?
Yes, I don't. And he cursed out a poster of Bill Clinton. And he peed in a mop bucket as he was going out the back of a restaurant.
He's a hot mess.
Yeah, he is. And he just got a tattoo on the crick of his elbow of an eye.
Uh-huh.
And it's his mother's eye.
So it like
mother's
opens
always
and, like,
watching.
Like open and closes when he does
pictures.
His.
I've just read and heard. Yeah. But this is supposed to be his mother's eye and she's always watching. So maybe he'll get his crap together, because, dang.
I can't think of, what's his Justin Bieber song? What was it?
Ooh, baby, baby.
Ooh, baby,
baby.
Baby. No, that's, know. Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby,
no.
baby. There's so many songs that have that in it.
I'm Googling right now, but I really could not tell you a Justin Bieber song.
That's what I'm saying. He's been such a star, and I knew he had that one song that was popular, and then he did some song about, I wish you were my boyfriend, that everybody thought, is he singing about, I wish that guy was his boyfriend, but do you know that one too? No. See,
I really don't
he's just popular for
him.
Being popular, I think.
Yeah. Oh, well, it doesn't need to sing. Woo!
Oh.
This is a
do you need
YouTube
to hold
video
that up to the microphone?
Of the top 10 Justin Bieber songs. So number 10 is One Time. Never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely looks like he was much younger back then, so probably still with Selena Gomez.
Uh-huh. And she's in some new movie now. I just saw that she looks too young to be playing the part.
Number 9 is As Long As You Love Me. Wasn't that a Backstreet Boys song? As long as you love me, I can't sing.
Are you singing on the podcast?
No. This is why we need someone to create a song for us.
Okay, what's the next one?
Down to Earth.
Don't know that one either.
Yeah, I don't either.
None of the songs I know.
No.
All right.
So we're not going to go through the whole list, because that'll waste too much time.
Well, great. What else do we want to talk about today?
Well, great.
What else do you want to...
Like I'm boring or something?
No, no. We wanted
I got
to
you covered.
You wanted to move on from Justin Bieber. I was helping you in the transition, since you're having to deal with the dog and the iPad over there.
So you know how you hate Americans, and you love, like... You would love to be a UK person.
I don't hate Americans.
You kind of do.
I don't hate Americans.
You're like, I hate it that American society.
Oh, there's a lot of things.
I don't like that Americans do this.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things that are going on that I don't like.
Someone has put together 13 everyday things Americans do that seem weird to everyone else in the world.
Yes, go ahead.
And I totally saw this and thought of you.
Okay.
At number 1 is drive everywhere.
Drive. Because most people don't. Where did I just see? Oh, I was watching the Gordon. What's the guy? What the show that I watch at night? The British chat show. Why can't I think of his name?
I have no idea.
It's on BBC America. But anyway, they were talking about Chris O'Dodd, the actor that was in Bridesmaid.
I really like him.
Yeah, I know. He was talking about lying to get a movie part, saying that he could drive when he couldn't drive.
No.
Because a lot, you know, most people don't.
Was it the Bridesmaid's part? Because he drove a lot in that movie.
No, it was in some movie where he had to play a getaway driver.
Oh.
But, and then...
I like his accent.
But then he was like, but a lot of people here don't drive. There's no need to because of mass transit.
Right.
So...
That's how New York is.
Yeah.
Number 2, cross streets at busy intersections.
True. Jaywalking is very bad in this country.
No, it's an intersection. Like, you're crossing at, not jaywalking, but why cross at a busy intersection rather than finding an intersection that might not be as busy?
That makes no sense, because it's an intersection. Do what you want to do.
Dang.
That's an American. Okay, I'm with the Americans on that. Cross it. I thought you meant, like, just crossing, just, like, randomly.
Number 3 is make a big deal about prom.
True. Prom is...
Was prom that big of a deal back...
No, I mean it's always when you went. It's always been sort of big, but you know everybody. Well, who are you going to take to prom? You worried about? You better ask now. You don't want to be left out.
Right.
You know, got to make sure you can rent the tux that you want to get. And what about
and
you?
A limo.
You made your dress or something though, didn't you?
No,
Didn't you hand sew?
No.
Didn't you take the cotton and put it on a spindle and make the thread and then weave the dress?
No, I actually, prom is what taught me how to shop. Because growing up poor, we really never went shopping.
Uh-huh.
I had hand-me-downs from the church people.
Oh, that's right. You made a dress out of your brother's old clothes.
Dear
you cut the
Lord, stop.
Okay.
But I worked all summer and I had like $3,000 saved. And I didn't know how to spend money. But then
you
like,
didn't know how to spend
no,
money.
No, cuz I, you know. Anyway. So my friend's like, "What are you going to do for prom?" I was like, "I don't know. I was hoping, you know, maybe someone for church would let me borrow a dress." And she's like, "You've been working all summer. What's up with that money?" I was like, "It's in my bank account." And she's like, "Oh my God." So she took me She took me to JCPenney.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought a prom dress, a graduation dress.
You couldn't have used the one for the same thing?
No. 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 So anyway, boyfriend broke my heart senior year, so I worked and found a guy that had a cool car to take me to prom.
Isn't that what y'all always do? You did in high school?
It was a horrible experience. Like, I treated him like crap. We didn't dance.
Did you just use him just to get to the building?
Yes. And I had to be home by midnight.
On prom night?
Yep.
Was this junior prom, senior prom?
Senior prom.
Midnight?
Yeah.
Another reason to hate America. What? It?
Well, I had done some things prior to prom that made me grounded.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you were kind of a wild kid.
Only, like, I was fine up until my senior year.
And then you discovered drugs and alcohol.
Not off drugs. Dear Lord. Wow. No, I discovered alcohol.
And which one? What was your cheap alcohol?
I only drank twice that year.
And you arrested the one of them.
No, I never got arrested. The first time was tequila at my coworker's house. And then the next time was shortly after getting my heart broken. Don't give me alcohol. It's not good when I have a heartbreak. Because, oh my Lord, I think it was Wild Turkey, but I had only drank tequila. So I was doing the tequila thing with the salt and the lime for Wild Turkey.
Oh.
It was bad. And then
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You were doing salt and a lime with Wild Turkey. And nobody said a word to you? Nobody said, that's not what you do with
There were only five people at this party.
Were they doing it too?
No. They were drinking beer.
And no one giggled and said, look at her?
I'm sure they did, but... So I didn't drive home.
Mm-hmm.
I had someone else drive me home, but they wrecked my car, and I fractured my neck, and I was grounded.
And the rest is history.
And I had to be back. I had to be home by midnight on prom night.
Yay!
So as a parent, I'm sure you can understand why I was... Yeah.
Well, every parent wants their kid home by midnight
but
on prom
I
night.
Hear,
but now there's the after proms.
Yeah,
and they
all these schools have cool things.
Yeah, and I don't understand parents that go and we're renting a hotel room because there's going to be an all-night deal, and that's too much, isn't it?
Oh, I agree.
Or are we just being old-fashioned? Because shouldn't we be one of these people? I've been thinking about this. Shouldn't we become one of those people that just agree with everything and not dislike anything? We should just be like, yeah, that sounds so cool. Yeah, you should do that.
Are you Mr. Brady?
Yeah.
You sound like Mr. Brady from the Brady Bunch.
But shouldn't we be more like that, where you just encourage everyone? Yeah, you know what? Shooting fireworks in your hotel room sounds like a fun thing. Because if you say, that sounds like something you could get in trouble for doing, you just sound like an old fudge. You know what I mean?
I'm about to have a birthday. We shouldn't have conversations that circle around feeling old, because I'm feeling old.
You are old, though.
Thank you. Suck my toe.
You're going to be, what, 35?
32.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong girlfriend. Dear God.
Well, I might as well start drinking.
Cheers. All right. The next one that no one else cares about, but America seemed to get all in a tizzy, is nudity. Like, they have a picture of the Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson ordeal.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Because nudity is more accepted in other countries. Because we're more of a Christian-based country, and I think other countries aren't.
No. Yeah, they don't... You can see nudity on TV, you know, like in England and stuff like that. They'll show
right.
it. Or when I'm watching the BBC shows, that they... The language, you know.
That's why you like BBC. Mm.
BB stands for Big Boobs. Big Boob Channel. BBC.
The next one, number five, is drink coffee throughout the day. And you do this.
I do.
But I guess in other places in the world, they do not.
They do. They do do that. That's why a lot of places will, they're not as expensive as us. Like Starbucks is $4 or $5 for us.
How much is it there?
But you can go over there and you can get like a cappuccino for like $1.75. Mm-hmm. So I think they just sort of hit a little one all day long. Not the big venti like we do. I think they just do the, give me a shot of espresso or give me a cappuccino and they're on their way. You know right. what I mean? I think we drink coffee where they just do little hits of it.
And I don't. So I don't understand.
Yeah, why don't you drink coffee? Why don't you like the feel of I need a little pick-me-up and get me going?
It doesn't really pick me up unless I drink like a bunch of it. And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to die. And it has to be black coffee. Because the calories and all that crap makes me feel guilty. Like I should be running a marathon after drinking a venti frappuccino with brownie topping.
Yeah. Well, you've become very aware of all of your calories and burning calories and your fitness pal.
Is it obnoxious?
No. I was just going to say on one of the things I talked about on my podcast, Remasculate, mm-hmm. is how I've learned from you recently about calories and looking for, you know, how many calories is in it? How much fiber is in that? How much right. sodium is in that?
Sodium's bad. And sugar.
Yeah, and once you learn these things, it makes shopping horrible. It just makes it horrible. I don't enjoy anything anymore. I pick it up and go, well, this is so bad for me. I'm just going to have a couple bites and throw it away.
The key to shopping is stay around the outsides of the grocery store. Don't go to the center. That's where all the processed foods are.
Which is all the bad stuff, the salt, mm-hmm. the sodium, and all the mm-hmm. chemicals and everything.
I got a recipe today to make our own hummus.
With chickpeas?
No, it's actually black bean hummus.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
This should be delicious. I've never had that before.
I know. When I get back from vacation.
Had you had hummus before we started dating?
No.
But now you like it.
I like the garlic hummus. I've tried other kinds of hummuses. Not a fan.
I got roasted garlic is the one that I got.
Right, and I almost finished it off this morning.
I think it's one of those foods that a lot of people don't like because it looks funny.
Right, but it tastes amazing, and it's so good for you. It's full of fiber, and
that makes you poop, and that's good for you.
Right.
I wanted to get that T-shirt at the mall. You would not let me. There was a T-shirt at the mall that showed a little guy cheering, like, yay!
I pooped today. You made it pretty dramatic. Like, we're walking. I don't even notice the T-shirt. You stop me, uh-huh. make us turn around and go
back.
I need that. And I looked at it, and I was like, no, you don't. No. Nope.
But who else is going to wear an I Poop Today T-shirt?
Jeremy.
That's true.
But he'd only wear it to bed because it wouldn't fit in with his
New Kids on the Block
look.
Yeah. So what else do they hate America's for?
And number 6 out of 13 is... We eat a lot of cheese. I am guilty. I have a cheese problem. But I have found cheese that's healthier than normal cheese. Like the Kraft singles have the made with skim milk and the little cheese wedges are only 35.
Laughing Cow.
Yeah.
Who does not love Laughing Cow?
They Those are little, amazing.
I wish they were easier to get out, though. Every time you pull that little thread to cut the top off the foil, does it not squeeze out on you?
No.
No? Maybe.
You got to be gentle.
I want a cheese lover with slow hand. But it seems like it's hard to get out. I wish it was easier to get out. Laughing Cow. That's my one.
There you go.
That's my one.
They should put it in a can like that cheddar and bacon easy cheese.
Wouldn't that
cheese.
Be good?
Oh.
I almost bought some of that for you the other day.
I'll eat it all.
I know.
I have no self-control when it comes to that.
Well, I went through Target and I went in for socks and I spent $100. And that was one of the things that was on sale. You know how they put the end caps as you go past?
Yep.
All the, like a
they
whole getcha. End thing of like just stuff. And I'm like, oh, there's some cheesy whiz stuff. I should get, no, she'll eat that.
And then she'll hate me. All right, number 7, we have an obsession with pumpkins in October.
What's wrong with that? That's autumn. It's a combination of autumn and Halloween
to us. I didn't
make
the list. I didn't make the list.
This is just why other countries.
I love going to pumpkin patches in the fall.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. Buying some apple butter.
Uh-huh. Going through the maze.
Mm-hmm.
Walking around, picking out your own pumpkin, pulling the little wagon behind you.
Mm-hmm. I haven't done that in several years. We need to go to a pumpkin patch this October.
They cost money.
Not that much.
Okay, let's go.
There's a really cool one down south. I went to a couple years ago. I guess probably 4 years ago.
What'd you buy?
A pumpkin.
and
apple butter.
I'm a dumbass. And apple butter.
Yep.
That's all you got? You didn't get the homemade root beer? Because that's the one I went to. They were making root beer there.
No, I did not.
That was one down by Chadfield.
See, this people is that even are listening, further south. This is like an hour south.
Okay. South of Denver, where we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you're listening, if y'all have pumpkin patches or...
I'm sure you have something, but...
But
every place
us because we're pumpkin-y.
Right. The next thing that Americans do that seem weird to everyone else, our fascination with white teeth. It's because it makes us look younger. We're fascinated with looking younger. White teeth make you look younger.
And it makes you look better and healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Other countries just don't worry about teeth a lot, mm-hmm. I think is the... And that's poor health. Well, we worry about health, too, in this country. And, like, I just went and got my teeth cleaned. And mm-hmm. I went to Dr. Stang and did the deep root cleaning where they go
that
up underneath the gum.
Painful.
They go up and scrape under around the gum and the root and all that
ouch.
Kind of stuff. Yeah, it was but she was telling me as she's cleaning, you know, you do a pretty good job and da-da-da. But I was reminded I need to take out my Sonicare. Yeah.
I reminded you to do that.
I know
many
you did.
Times.
And she said, "You haven't been using your Sonicare like you used to." And I go, "Damn, they really can tell. They really can tell." So you know you lie to them when they go, "Have you been flossing?"
I floss.
I know, but they go, "Do you floss every day?"
I floss sometimes.
Do we all lie to our dental hygienist when?
No,
they
I'm
ask
very
us?
Honest. I'm like, I don't floss every day. I floss maybe 2 to 3 times a week.
Just when you get something stuck, you got to
no.
get out.
No.
Like a popcorn kernel
like I can
up in
tell,
there.
Can't you tell, like, when you're done flossing, how clean you feel?
Mm-hmm.
Like, your That's... mouth just tastes better?
Yeah.
And when you wait, like, I go a couple days and I'm like, gross.
Well, nothing feels better than right after you get your teeth cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
Right after you're walking out the dentist office when they've been, like, scrubbed
polished.
And scraped and polished and, mm-hmm. like, what flavor would you like? You know, you walk up, I feel good.
Yes. I get the vanilla mint.
I get cinnamon.
They don't have that.
Because I'm spicy.
You are spicy.
I'm spicy. Is there another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 9 out of 13.
Oh, 9 out of 13.
At number 9, we buy everything at Walmart. Do they have Walmart in the UK?
They used to not, but they do now. So.
Sam Walton would be very proud. You know that started in Bentonville, Arkansas, which is not too far from where I grew up.
I know, but he started with a whole little community-minded. Remember when the commercials all said Made in America? I mean, that was the whole, like, Made in America, Walmart, made rolling back prices and Made in America. Now half
not
the
anymore.
Crap is not made in America.
No.
So now that Sam died, they were like, yes, let's turn it into
let's make money.
Mm-hmm.
And now I saw up north in Thornton, they have a Walmart marketplace.
They're smaller. They're smaller little.
That's how they started, our little Walmarts.
Yeah.
And then they went
to
Supercenters, and now they're going back.
They have like the little neighborhood kind of grocery store, Walmart kiosk-y kind of thing.
I bet the grocery stores are just like, faw.
You almost said the F word.
Number 10, we put flags on everything. We're very patriotic.
And I love that about America. But so does UK. France does it. You see but you definitely see the Union Jack, the British flag on everything, which like my new iPad cover.
Right.
But they do it on everything. So why come down on the American flag? Or is that just more countries around the world?
Yeah, this doesn't say it's from England or France. It just says the rest of the world.
Okay, this is why they hate us and want to bomb us.
Dang. At number 11, tailgating.
Yeah, that annoys me too. I'm with you on that. Just go to what you need to do and go home. Show up in the parking lot, pay to park.
You're not a social person. You're not.
But that just causes, isn't that basically trouble? You show up, you drink.
You don't have to drink.
Isn't that what tailgating, come on, let's be honest.
You can.
But isn't that what tailgating is?
You know, game plan for me is I tailgate, that's when I drink. When I get into the event, I don't drink because one, it's way much more expensive, and two, if I don't drink throughout the event...
You're an anomaly, because, like, most people drink when they get there. You've seen it. They drink when they get there, they get inside and they drink, and then they get in a fight with somebody, mm-hmm. and why do you think games are getting more and more, you know, hassle and trouble?
Right.
There's people that don't want to even take their kids because they have to sit next to drunks that shout, fuck you, the entire time, you know? You suck, you bad, you know, this.
Right. And when I think of tailgating, I think of concert tailgating. I'm not a sports person.
Well, even in concerts, it's, you got to remember the driving home part of it.
Right.
They tailgate, they drink, they go to the show, they drink, and now they got to get home. Where if they just showed up, see, now I need to go back to being that person. I think that's great. You should tailgate. You should just drink your ass off. You should be so drunk when you finally get into a show, you barely even know who you're seeing. That sounds like a good time to me.
Was that Miranda Lambert?
See? You've been there.
Yeah. The next one?
Uh-huh.
Cheerleaders.
Oh, that's right. We may be the only...
Yeah, they don't have cheerleaders in soccer.
Soccer doesn't have cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Does basketball have cheerleaders? I think some
in
of them
US,
do.
In the U.S.?
Yeah.
I don't know if the other countries. I haven't really spent much time watching other countries' sports.
Okay. Cheerleaders are great, though. We love cheerleaders. I'm being that person. I'm just trying to be that. Yeah, cheerleaders are great. Why are you coming down on that?
They're hot. They have boobs, and they jump high.
Yeah, and they jiggle. Woo!
And the last thing, the everyday things Americans do that seem weird to everyone else, you're not going to like this one.
All right, hit me with your best shot.
Why we can casually buy firearms.
I know, they hate that.
I don't understand why they hate that.
Because we are a free society
up to this point
right now. I think we're pretty much the freest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody else has got all the rules, and UK got the guns taken away. And I don't.
Did they?
Yeah. They got them taken up.
Attention.
That's why everybody's fighting so hard over here to keep that gun right. You hear people go, why do you need an AK-47? Well, because as soon as we pass a law that allows you to take that one, then it's the slippery slope of, look, we gave you that one, why can't we take this one? That's what the whole fight is about.
How's that going? I haven't been following that.
It's still a fight. But we're still winning.
Yay!
I still have my gun.
You know what we need to talk about?
What?
Big Brother.
Previously on Big Brother.
I love Big Brother. I really do.
What's going to happen now?
Okay, so tonight is eviction night. By the time this is listened to...
Okay, this will go up tomorrow, or tonight, actually. So.
Yeah, but probably by the time it's listened to, everyone that watches will have already known
who's out.
I think it's going to be Jeremy. Because
the Cherokee warrior?
The Cherokee champion. Yeah. I think he's outworn his welcome. It's funny how the house flipped. Like, at first, it was like the cool kids who were spouting all these racial
jokes.
Yeah. I don't think many of them
and
were
Julie
jokes.
And Julie Chan, what is she?
Yeah.
Chan?
Julie
she
Chan.
Was enraged, what are the headlines said?
Enraged. But, so they were like running the house, and then bam, bam. Bye-bye, pretty people.
It was the boys were running it, and then the girls took over.
So, as of right now, Erin is nominated, and she's been, like, the ringleader of the racial talking.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy is nominated. He's the Cherokee champion.
Right.
Who lives on a boat. And Spencer's nominated.
The one that looks like Opie. From...
He's from Arkansas.
Sons of Anarchy.
He's from Clinton, Arkansas. And I think Jeremy's going home. The head of household right now is Helen, and she's on my last nerve. I'm done hearing her. I want less diary time for Helen.
You liked her at first, but then she said
she's smart.
You don't hear much out of her, and then she started talking, and then you were like, shut up.
Her super fan shows through. Like, she's a self-proclaimed Big
super
Brother
fan.
Super fan. Who's your favorite person in the house right now?
I would have to say the one who is the real estate. Is that Amanda?
That's my favorite person.
Oh, I
wow!
I thought she's playing a good game,
yeah,
and she seems
smart,
to be smart, and
she's good at socializing,
uh-huh.
And she's not gonna. She isn't like sugarcoating things. Like, she's the one that addressed Erin when it came to her racial stuff,
right?
And she's like getting on with McCray, who's the weirdo.
Now that I don't see. I don't see her.
When you put two rats in a cage, male and female, something's going
to
happen.
Something's got to, whether yeah. they're attractive rats or not.
Right. That's awesome. And I also like Judd.
Which one's Judd? Oh, Judd is good. Yeah, yes. Judd is, he's kind of laying low. I think he's one of those that's been playing a quiet game and could pop up toward the end.
Who do you want to go home next after Jeremy?
I would have to say Erin. I would have to say
But
Erin.
She's not really a threat anymore.
No,
she
but
has
she's
no
but she's
power.
Annoying now. She's pissed off everybody in the house, so she has no power. But at that point, she needs to go, right?
Yeah, I think Howard or Spencer will be next.
Could be Howard because he's
the
lied twice.
The chicks are really wanting to get the guys out because in previous seasons, it's been strong males dominate the house to the end.
And the girls know that, and they have done the karate chop and flip and judo and boom.
And look, they've already got two strong physical competitors out, and then one of them was a mental competitor. The other one, dude, was
what? Not. What? Well, the server dude was like the first one
David.
Out. Oh, I liked when he was out and he sat down with Julie and he goes, is there some way I can like see the tapes of like who voted for me?
And she's like, you can go home and watch
them.
You
go and watch. Just, what an idiot. What an idiot.
Do you follow him on Twitter?
No.
He's pretty funny.
I follow Will from last season who does the little
parodies.
The parodies. I like that. But I'm the Big Brother UK fan too. I'm trying to watch both of these, and you don't care at all, which is confusing to me because Spicy Pants, our friend who does, all the Big Brother stuff, she's even keeping up with both of them. If you're a Big Brother fan, you would think like Big Brother's on.
When you start watching Big Brother and it's before my bedtime, I'm interested in what's going on, but the problem is I really don't have time to sit and watch this every night like you do.
Yeah, but it's not live when I watch it. It's just I just click on the replays. But I've told you, I think the Big Brother UK version is a little bit better than the American version. And it's not because I like the UK. I just think it's because the way they do the show, there's a whole lot more kind of social interacting and Big Brother talks to him a lot. You've seen please report to the diary room. And then they sit there and they chat about what's going on.
But they do
that
in the U.S. They just don't televise it.
Right. But Aaron, I like the televised.
Please come to the diary room.
Because I like when they go in there, Big Brother, you got to tell this bitch to shut up. She's about ready to snatch her ball headed. You know,
and see, they can't do that because the U.S. has a fear of cussing on TV.
Mm-hmm. That's why this one is better.
Yes. So we'll see. We'll see who wins $500,000. We got some time.
Well, we're 42 minutes.
Holy muffin, we have wasted your life.
42 minutes, we've talked about crap. And we appreciate you sticking through the crap. We talked about Big Brother and Janet's drinking problem in high school and how she used boys all through school to get
all
what she wanted.
School, just once. Thank you. I do not want to see this summary that you put up.
Mm-mm. I'm going to let you put it up.
No way.
Yeah, you do better at the summaries. I read the one that you write for your podcast with Ashley, the two girls on a bottle of wine. Your summary is a nice little breakdown of mine's usually like two sentences. Janet talks about her alcohol problem, and the dog annoys us the whole podcast.
And
enjoy.
I love boobs. Yeah.
Anyway, all right. How do they get a hold of you?
PinkBarb27.
That's
Twitter, Facebook, and at Yahoo.
Okay, and same thing. On Twitter, I'm at Steve McGrew, and you'll find me on Facebook. I've got two pages. And
just Google Steve McGrew.
Google,
you're
bitches.
You're everywhere.
Wherever. Yeah, I am popping up everywhere.
I know.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
You want to clear your throat and try that again?
Bye.
See you.